Okay, welcome back. And it's hard to believe that a month has come and gone, and it's Gerald Celente night here on the program. And Gerald, how are you up there in Kingston?
I'm all right. You know, it's no fun anymore, but everybody's so uptight around here, you know.
The sons of bitches took joy away from us is what they did. That was part of their
formula. Yeah, they sucked the joy out of life. They sucked the joy out of life. Yeah.
All true. All true. How, in general, are you doing vis-a-vis friends of yours who have started out against the shot and then caved in and taken the damn bioweapon? About people who took the bioweapon in the first rollout. How are, buyer's remorse. What's the terrain like up there among your friends? What the people you know?
Well, among people I know, I would say about 85 to 90% got the shot.
Holy cow. Wow. Buyer's remorse? You seeing any of that?
Some of it, but then they get over it after you know, like they're sick for a week or two, and then they say, well, you know, I got it. I mean, I know a guy, you know, he got, he was sick after the second shot, and then he got a booster, and he's been sick for a week, but he has no regrets.
Why is it? I'm seeing that all over the place. They're sick from the damned injections, and yet they will not turn their back on them, and they keep promoting them. I don't get that. That's crazy. It's obvious what's making them sick. It's obvious what's killing people. It's obvious. And what they don't know is what's going on 24 hours a day in their body with the creation of micro clotting, which builds up over time and eventually could lead to all manner of things. And now we know that there are other things involved. There's several. This is a very sophisticated biological weapon.
And they're injecting it into 5 to 11-year-olds.
With adult doses, I'm told, and I can't validate it, I can't vet that, but it came from somebody who knows somebody who works in a huge children's hospital in the middle part of America, that these kids are getting full adult doses. Now, that's insane if it's true. It's insane in any way. Doesn't matter how you look at it.
This is from this week's Trends Journal. We write about this, right? And then we go, ignoring the facts. Since the beginning of 2021, so now we're 11 months in, right?
Yeah.
72 children, they're giving the shot to 5 to 11-year-olds. 72 children, 5 to 14 years of age, have died from the coronavirus, according to the Peterson KFF Health System Tracker. That's out of a population. You ready?
Yeah.
Out of 41 million. So why are you telling me that 72 people died out of 41 million? Number one. Number two. You know what the average death of is? 0.00018% in that population sector.
Got it. Got it. Sickening.
According to the CDC, children 5 to 11 years old, you ready?
Yeah.
94 COVID deaths in the entire time.
You know how many people, men, women, and children who are killed on America's roadways every year? You know how many, Gerald?
Oh, yeah, the numbers are,
45,000 on average.
Yeah.
Killed. Now, that doesn't count the 3 million injured. And yet, that's okay. It's part of life. Nobody questions it. This is all madness. It's all crazy. I don't know what they've done to the American people, but
among all the deaths, among all the deaths of children, 5 to 11,
yeah,
the COVID deaths account for 1.7%.
And yet, parents continue to allow their children to go to school and get shot.
Look, this is Veterans Day. People marching off to war believing the lies that they were sold.
Correct. Yep. Yep. This is not to discount in any way bravery, commitment to country, to nation, to the Constitution, to fight under the terms of their government and their military, Americans. But honest to God, looking back, what was accomplished? And I don't want anybody to interrupt you.
You mentioned the Constitution.
Yeah.
All of the wars since World War II have been against the Constitution. The Constitution makes it very clear that wars can only be determined
by
Congress.
Yep.
And Congress has not voted to go to war since then. They've given the right to the dictator in charge.
Oh, well, we don't even have a dictator. We have a walking cadaver.
Look at the list. I mean, who was your favorite? Would you like Lyndon Johnson? No. You probably like Jimmy Carter. No. I like Richard Nixon. No. Give me Bill Clinton. I like George Bush Sr. Well, I like his little boy born on third base and thought he had a home run, little Georgie boy. Now Barack Obama. Now folks. He was great, folks. He had a Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. I want that guy Assad out of there. I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. Oh yeah, wonderful. How about the Afghan troop surge by Obama? It's a freak show. Trump, presidential reality show. Narcissistic. Biden, a mentally deranged little nothing. It's a freak show.
It's worse than a freak show because people are dying. They're dying. Families are being destroyed. The OSHA law now that any business that hires simply 100 workers, right? They have to mandate the vax on their employees. If they don't, what happens? They get fined $136,000. It'll wipe out most businesses.
Again.
And now they're going after businesses with less than 100 employees. Go ahead. Sorry. Go on.
No. The Supreme Court is going to hear this. And whether or not they take it, we'll see. But this is unconstitutional. Biden doesn't have the right to do this, number one.
Right.
And it's unconstitutional. They are robbing us of our religious freedoms. And, you know, I started a church, the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice.
Right.
The website is, and this is how freedom, peace, and justice isn't part of the culture. I was able to take out the domain name freedompeacejustice.com. Freedompeacejustice.com. That's
good.
What an aberration freedom, peace, and justice is to the world. That I was able to get that domain name at this time in high-tech the world.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are providing people with religious vaccine exemptions. They have
Good
been
job.
Put together. They
Good
these
job.
Are bulletproof. We got one of the top lawyers, constitutional lawyers. So we added into it, besides, you know, all of the facts about, you know, being against the religion and the people that joined Freedom, Peace, Justice Church, we also have it's unconstitutional. It's a violation of our First Amendment rights, of your religious rights. So if you're religious, if your God Almighty does not believe in you taking a gene therapy vaccination, inoculation, you know, we have all that. So it has been 99.99997% effective. And the people that want us to make adjustments to it to help them when they fit in with what we're doing, we do it. The people have been, they're so happy about it. So we're doing everything. So if you're an employer, this isn't going to get you into a restaurant or any of that, but if your employer requires a vaccine exemption, religiously, we have that. So the people that join the church, if they join the church, they get the vaccination exemption.
Good job. Good job.
And I'm telling you, they're now going back to OSHA. They too are.
Is that, excuse me, Gerald. Excuse me. Does that include the right to decline the nasal invasion as well?
No.
Okay. That's another violation.
I know. That should be. I know.
You might want to get your attorneys to include that.
Well, we can't. We do what we can do.
I got it.
We don't want to.
You've accomplished a great thing
part.
There. Yeah.
But going back to OSHA, they are also going to permit, if the companies want it, because the company has a choice.
Yeah.
They are also going to permit vaccine exemptions, religious.
Well, this is a breakthrough. You should have a hell of a membership before long.
Yeah, well, it is already. It's going great. And again, it's freedompeacejustice.com. Freedompeacejustice.com.
I'm looking it up now. Very nice. Nice picture.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's in the four corners of freedom.
That's your place.
Yep.
Very good. The Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice is a haven for truth-seeking individuals of any faith that hold the shared vision of a future where all human beings are allowed to exercise their God-given right of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There you go. Here's another note from it. Let me read the other side here. This is important. We the people have lost our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. They have been stolen from us by authoritarian governing bodies that seek to silence, intimidate, and control our lives and livelihoods. To defeat these power-hungry demons, good word, we must unite in our highest human spirit. There is a demonical, satanic side to this whole thing, and they are demons. And they are power hungry. How much is enough for them and to them? No such thing. You can never be too rich, driven by greed, unlimited. Nah, these are demons. You're right.
Yep.
Good
job.
So
we're doing everything we can. And so if people want to join.
I'm proud of you. This is, you're doing something about this. And a lot of Americans are. You have the platform to reach out, though, and pull these people together, and that's critical. So let's do that, all right? Freedom, peace, justice. Just those three words. Freedompeacejustice.com. Great.
Yeah. Could you imagine that I was able to get that domain name? That shows you how...
No, that's shocking.
It's shocking.
It is.
It's shocking. It is. That shows you how
bankrupt we are spiritually.
Aren't right.
It should have been long gone.
It should have been gone 30 years ago.
Yeah. No, good hit. Just a quick aside. I got an alternate name for Rents.com. I got, believe it or not, AltNews.net.
Wow.
Years ago.
Are you kidding?
No, I got it. It must be five, six years ago. I got it. I don't know how the hell it was available. Yeah, altnews.net.
Wow.
So you can get into the site that way, too. No matter. Anyway, congratulations on this. You have really done so much. And I look at the people in your picture here, and they are all committed to doing the right thing. All of them. And it's nice to see that. It's really nice.
Yep. And it came from as far as California.
Yep. Wow.
So we're going big time here. We're going to be moving on, and we're going to be having weekly sermons and meetings. So this is going to be where my passion and heart are really going. Because united we stand, divided we fall.
Oh, fall? Hell, we're going to fall into a pit and be buried.
We're going to fall into hell.
That's it.
And And so what I'm doing is I'm trying to unite everyone.
Uh-huh. Well, no higher calling, Gerald. No higher calling can there be for any good soul on this planet than to unite goodness. And that's it. Great. It made my day.
And you've been getting the Trends Journal. You see the work we're doing in that.
Astonishing. Let's talk about that a little bit. And you've heard the commercials, I'm sure, during the program, all of you. And it's true. The Trends Journal is what Time Magazine might have been once upon a time. Never happened. And here it is, fulfilled under the handle of the Trends Journal. It's all there. No commercials. Real news. Real truth, real reality, no punches pulled, no holds barred. It's all honest journalism. And it is another astounding achievement that you have racked up. And this is your vision. I hope all of you will take advantage of this fabulous, irreplaceable source of truth and reality, the Trends Journal. Get subscribed. Get it. It will... As I say in the commercial, it'll be there waiting for you in 6 months or a year, waiting to help you learn things, waiting to teach things. It's that kind of a timeless publication. So don't forget that.
Great now, this stuff. Thing is, you know, we're giving it everything we have. This week was, what, 129 pages. Last week was 165, you know. It's like...
Well, it's turning into a telephone book.
Yeah. And, you know what it called? The Wall Street Journal is $5 a day for a tiny little thing. $5.
Come on. Yep. A rag? $5 a day for that
$5
rag?
$5 a day. This is $2 a week. $2 a week.
Well, there's no excuse for not signing up. Well, $5 a day for that. I won't say it. Well.
Yep.
Wow.
I mean, there's some good stuff in the Wall Street Journal. I mean,
there are good stories in there occasionally.
But it's tiny compared to what it used to be.
Puny.
Yep. Tiny compared to what it used to be.
Puny. A little tiny blip on the radar. Hardly on the radar anymore. But I used to
love it, you know, and I still get it. You know, I get information from there, you know. It's like,
30
it's
years
nothing,
ago,
nothing,
I paid
nothing
it,
compared to yeah. what it was.
30 years ago, it was a real solid, upstanding publication. Oh. It was. No more.
It's a shadow of it.
Yeah. All true. All right.
So anyway, I want to mention something going on that people really need to know about. You know, they lied to us about this inflation. And
it's real. Of course it is.
It was only going to be temporary. Then it was going to be transitory.
Yeah.
And now you saw the numbers came out. The CPI was, what, 6.2%. And people are losing money because wages are way below that. And the real, according to John... Williams and Shadow Stats, the real inflation number is about 14%. So, you're seeing what's going on
14.
With gold prices. Yeah.
Wow.
That's
in
Shadow Stats. This cat's been at it a long, long time.
Yeah.
You know, he's really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at gold prices have spiked back up a bit. They're back into the 1858 range right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're moving up because what we're saying is this isn't going to be stagflation. We see inflation in a stagnant economy. It's going to be dragflation. It's going to be a stagnant. It's going to be spiking inflation and a declining economy. It's going to be dragged down. It's not going to be stagnant. So people better start preparing for this.
They better start preparing to eat, too, Gerald. Remember, too, it's been 3 years now that the Department of Homeland Security warned Americans, and they always tell us, warned Americans to be prepared to be without electricity for 6 months or longer. That was the official warning under the Trump administration to the American people. What do you think they know? What do you think's coming? There's an asteroid, just coincidentally, bigger than the Eiffel Tower, that is due to come awfully close to this planet in December. And I don't have much more on it than that, but it's half the time they don't see these damn things, and so they're already, until they're already past us. You know that? They don't.
No, I didn't.
Yes. They'll announce a big asteroid just passed between the Earth and the Moon, and they'll admit there in the story that they didn't see it until it was already moving past us. They never saw it approach. So, no, they're not able to track all these things. I think we're going to get smacked. I really do.
Well, we're smacked one way or another.
And that's the truth. All right, hold on, my friend. We'll be right back. Gerald Celente, The Trends Journal. Without question, the premier news and information publication of our time. And I say that with a lot of years of experience. Okay, we're back. And Gerald, what are you going to take as a position in the Trends Journal and in your other work about the slaughter of our children that is now begun? Our 5-year-old and up, 5 to 11. They're getting adult dosages, I am told, from someone who knows.
Well, again, I just gave you the information, you know, about This is, again, demonic. I mean, why are you doing this to your children? And they're not spreaders of it either.
No, of course not. No.
And, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, that's my opinion. That's a fact.
It's not a question of opinion. No,
yeah.
Agreed.
And I don't give opinions. The Trends Journal doesn't have opinions. We give our trend forecast, trends analysis. Yeah, that's the way we see it. But when we write the story, we just put in these are the facts. And as I mentioned to you, you're looking at 41 million people. They're saying 5 to 11-year-olds. We're saying 5 to 14. That's the number we can only find of that age group. 41 million and 72 died this year? And you're telling me to vaccinate them? What, are you out of your mind? Everybody better get this straight. Stop calling them Big Pharma. They're drug dealers.
And this is not a vaccine, it is a bioweapon, created and deployed and tested before it was deployed. They know exactly what it does, why it does it, and how it does it. This is a fact also.
Yep. It is the first gene therapy shot ever injected into human beings.
That's right.
The first. And not only the first, an Operation Warp Speed.
Yeah, thanks, Donald.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, again, you read the Trends Journal. You go back to September of 2020, when they were running for president, you know, the presidential race.
Sure.
Do you know Biden and Harris were coming out against the vaccine because they were going after Trump? Because they said he was pushing it through too fast. They were totally against it. At that time, it was all BS, of course.
They are fluid liars. They have no conscience. They are demonic. And I'm sorry to say it if you don't believe in all that, but they are demonic, these people.
They're demonic. And again, stop calling this a government. It's a crime syndicate.
Thank you.
So it's a crime syndicate, and we have drug dealers.
Yep.
So grow up, everybody.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a crime syndicate.
We have no government, Gerald. We have no more government here. Not in the traditional sense. It's a syndicate.
Yep. It's a crime syndicate.
Yeah. Yep. So what are we going to do about it, amigo?
Well, I'm doing it.
What are we
going
to do? You are.
I'm doing it.
What? And what are the
with
rest
the
going to do about it? That's your question to all of you out there. Yes.
Yeah. And again, if we unite, we could beat them. All right, here. Does anybody think that Mitch McConnell is a fighter and you can't beat him? No, maybe Lindsey need to come out of the closet, yet Graham, now there's a real fighter for you. How about little Chuckie Schumer? No. I like Diane, not so Feinstein. Look at the creeps we got. We can't beat these people I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about us uniting to tell them, don't you dare tell us what to do in violation of our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and our Declaration of Independence. That's all. Oh, by the way, speaking of those three things, you know, I'm doing a podcast every week now, every Wednesday, with Judge Napolitano.
Terrific. Oh,
yep.
What a team that is.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Two Napolitanos.
And
I'm telling you, go to Gerald Celente, Gerald Celente at YouTube, and you can see these. He's a whole different cat now that he's not with Fox anymore. And there's nobody out there that can say what he says with the authority and the judicial background. There's no one out there saying it. No one.
Well, what a great score that is. All right.
Yep.
Every Wednesday, what time? And I assume you keep
it. Well, it goes live, but it's always there. You can watch it any time.
Yeah.
We're doing it at 10 a.m.
He's amazing,
Eastern time.
That guy.
Oh,
I've always been totally impressed with him. Now, he got rid of Fox or vice versa, I don't care. But he's not with Fox, so that turned him loose. Is he talking about the restraints that are at the Fox News Network? There's no doubt about it. They've got Tucker out there, and they've got Laura Ingraham and I guess Hannity. But other than that, I don't know what they have. What did he say it was like over there? I don't want you to quote him.
We don't talk about that. But this is about he talks about how basically the government is a crime syndicate. How the whole legal system is so much of it has become a sham.
Yep.
And this is a guy that was a Supreme Court judge in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And he's a Princeton graduate. You know, there's no rookie here.
No. Well, good job on that. That's terrific.
Oh, I'm grateful. No, I love it, man.
No. Yeah.
You know, when I had my last rally here, the festival on July 4th, he was one of the speakers I had here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember. Sure. Very good. So are you going to expand this maybe with another program later?
In what way do you mean?
You could add another, if you can score anything even close to Judge Napolitano, that'd be awesome.
I can't do any more now.
You've got to be maxed out.
I am. The magazine, you have no idea. You have no idea the work I do in this thing. I mean, it's just nonstop. It's nonstop. It's more than I ever, I'm working harder now than I ever have in my life. Because
too,
I know that my life and our life is on the line.
Sure is.
It's on the line.
No,
What's happened to us is unprecedented in world history.
Correct. All planned.
The whole world changed with the COVID war.
War on humanity. Don't forget that.
Yep.
This is
and
not
a war on
anything
freedom.
Less. Sure.
How they've robbed us of our freedom.
Yeah. It's all mind-boggling. But you know this goes way back. They've been planning this for a half a century or more.
I know. And now, you know, this thing, this is very important. You know, we're going to be coming out with our top trends at the end of the month. And this metaverse that they're talking about, this is very real, by the way. And
Facebook?
But it's bigger than Facebook. It's just the whole thing. Go back to the early part of the 1800s, the beginning of industrialization.
Got it.
That was the beginning of the end. all of a sudden you mean you know how to knit and sew and make crafts? No, we're going to do that with machinery now. So now nobody's going to buy your stuff anymore. You come to work for us.
Right.
And there were the Luddites. Most people don't know that, of course.
A
Luddite.
You know,
the people fighting.
Yeah.
All right?
Sure.
Tell the people about the Luddites.
Luddites are people who don't know the computer generation. They're still working in terms of their definition of reality as it was before we were taken over with screen addiction and smartphone addiction and all the rest of it. Luddites. They're originals.
Yeah, but it goes back to the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah, no, it goes further. Yeah.
Yeah, they were the ones that, you know, they were the craftspeople. And they fought against it. So now we've gone from mass manufacturing, and that was the beginning of the education system. It was developed by the Prussians at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution to take these people that used to make their own crafts and do their own things, to teach them how to read, write, do math, and follow orders. That's the education system. That was the one that was developed. I'm not making it up. Now, let's fast forward in just a little bit of pieces. Remember once upon a time, for example, there used to be grocery stores. No anymore.
Yes, there
now
were.
You have a grocery
yes,
chain.
Yeah.
Now you have chains. There were drug stores. No, you have drug chains now. So you had hardware stores. Nope, gone. Hardware chains. So just like with the Industrial Revolution, when it began, the people that used to be the craftspeople making, you know, knitting and sewing and crafting, just how they had to go to work for the bigs. Well, I used to own a hardware store, but now I'm a clerk making, you know, after taxes and everything else, I make $62.50 a week working at Home Goods, Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
I used to had my own pharmacy, but now, you know, I work in Slavelandia at CVS.
Right.
I used to have my own grocery store, but now, you know, I'm just filling shelves over here and working in the meat department over here at Hannaford's.
You know, those grocery stores, Gerald, you're mentioning, used to be wonderful places to shop and buy food, and the quality was superb. The owners were there working. They loved their clients.
Oh, I remember.
They got along. Of course.
Yeah.
You younger people wouldn't even believe what it was like back in the day. It was so fabulous.
I'm telling you, I remember my parents, they used to go shopping on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And we used to go, there was a local place called the Agostino's. And they actually lived down the block from us. And I'll never forget the guy behind the counter with the butcher shop part of the place.
And the big paper roll.
And he'd hand me like a piece of prosciutto or something, you know. He'd reach over the counter, you know. And I remember this, you know. And how everybody knew everybody. And there was laughter and joking around. And how everybody knew everybody. It was so different.
Generation Z, and generally considered to have been born around 1993, something like that. Everyone born, they're 25 years of age and younger. They will never know what once was. They will never know. They won't understand it. If they see it in an old movie, if they have the attention span for it, they might see it, but they never emotionally will feel it, experience it, or even be able to envision it very, very succinctly at all. It's not going to happen. They don't know what they don't have. They don't know what they'll never have. They don't know what was taken away. Whole lifestyle. And nobody was perfect back then. No one's perfect now. But it was
a
fabulous way.
Yeah.
We used to talk to people and real conversations, not staring down at a little machine, pushing keys and buttons and Yeah, God.
Well, that's what I wanted to go back to with this meta. If this is real. It's another segment of a devolution of society. It's not an evolution, but a devolution.
Correct.
And it's real. In another 20, 30 years from now, It'll be an entirely different place. The young people are already addicted. They're already addicted to high tech. They're playing their games, their video games. They're on and on and on and on. And now it's going to go virtual reality. And this is going to, by the way, you know, as we look at the trends, we keep, you know, putting them all together. This is going to be devastating, by the way, for commercial real estate sector. A matter of fact, again, in tonight's Trends in the News, and it'll be in the Trends Journal, Hearst, you know, the big magazine company.
Sure.
300 of 400 and something, 50 workers don't want to go back to work. Now, I used to hang out at a place in a city called Trattoria dell'Arte. I used to love this place, right around the corner from where one of the big Hearst building is. And I'm thinking to myself, all the people in those buildings that used to go to all the local restaurants, go to the theaters, go to the shops, they're not going to go there anymore. They're gone.
Never.
This is big. They don't want to go there. They don't want to go to work. They don't want to go to work. And now they're fighting to go back to work. And you know what Hearst is saying? You only have to come back 3 days a week. And they don't want to come back 3 days a week. So now you're going into the virtual world. As this virtual reality goes to higher levels, you're going to feel like you're actually there. That's reality. Look, we're old enough to remember when there were no such thing as computers. We remember back in the early 90s when you watched a movie or something, you know, a little couple of minute thing on the computer. And then like 92, 93, 94, it was static figures moving. Mm-hmm. They couldn't move. I mean, that's not ancient history. Mm-hmm. But if you're a young person, it's ancient history. Because when you and I were young guys, we were watching The Untouchables, and it's going back into the late 1920s, and we're watching in the 50s, that's only 30 years ago. And that was ancient to us as young people.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the 90s to young people, that's ancient history.
Well, it is. It's archaeological digs time. They don't get it. They can't. It's not their fault. They just can't.
No, no, you're not
it's
there.
It's been erased
off
the blackboard. It's gone. It's erased. It never existed. And a little AI push from Google, and it will literally no longer exist even in Google searches. It's gone.
Yep. So this Meta is very big. And so we could talk about all the negatives, but again, what we do is trend forecasters. It's not what we like, what we want, what we wish for. So we're telling our subscribers there are going to be a lot of on-trendpreneur opportunities here.
Many. Good job. That's very important. There are going to be wide open opportunities for entrepreneurs, and you don't have to hire
on-trendpreneurs, which
you.
Is different than an entrepreneur, an on-trendpreneur.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. In other words, the point is simple. If you have an imagination, if you have vision, and you have at least a reasonable ability to dedicate yourself to a task, knowing that the outcome is going to be worth your time and energy, maybe not knowing, if you've got that discipline, you can succeed always. Even in a Soviet totalitarian regime, individual enterprise was still, I'm not talking about capitalism by label, but individuals with vision and drive still made it. There were always ways to do it, and we're not that bad yet. So don't count yourself out. Don't do it. Don't go to college and waste $50,000 to $300,000. Learn a skill. You know what plumbers and electricians get per hour? $100 to $200 an hour.
And by the way, there was a good article in the Wall Street Journal just this week about the University of Southern California hiring private firms to get young people to go do online learning. And these people are like, you know, costing like $112,000, you know, to get this BS degree. And they're deeply in debt, and the jobs they're getting are paying like $48,000 a year.
They can't pay back their student debt. No, they're in permanent bondage. And getting these stupid courses,
you know, gender studies and, you know, social work and, you know.
16th century Italian literature. Yeah, I majored in 16th century Italian literature. Nothing wrong with it. But what are you going to do with it?
How about I'm a history teacher? Great. Right. Terrific.
What history?
How about a trend forecaster? How about teaching how to do trends? No. We're not going to teach that. You know why they don't teach it? You know why Harvard, Princeton, Yale, why Oxford, Cambridge, you know why none of them teach trend forecasting?
Tell me.
They don't know how.
Wow. Well, not a surprise.
I'm the only one that does it.
You are.
Yep.
You are. You are.
My book, Trend Tracking, far better than Megatrends.
They should pay you to teach this. I wouldn't blame you if you didn't.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Seriously.
Yeah, I'm doing too much already.
You're a brilliant
resource.
I'm going
to put my energy into the church. The church is where I'm going.
All right.
Yep. Yep.
I'm going to be
75 years old and by the end of this month. I don't got a lot of years left. So I want to do as much as I can in making the church happen. Freedom, peace, justice. United we stand, divided we fall. And by the way, you know, again, you get the magazine, the Trends Journal. What's going on around the world they're not talking about? All right. The little bit of time we have left. Tell me the country in Western Europe that has the least amount of vaccinations.
Oh, I knew this. God, I want to say Sweden, but I think that they've changed. Norway or Sweden?
Switzerland.
Oh, there you go.
One of the richest countries in the world. So know all you little Don Lemon, lemon heads, and all you other little Kimmel heads, and all you other arrogant Clooney boys, another arrogant boy who'd be nobody if your mother wasn't Rosemary. All right, so take it easy, Junior. All you little jerks spewing out your crap. Oh, it's conservatives or Republicans or Trump supporters. This is Switzerland, morons. The richest country, one of the richest countries in the world. Idiots. Very intelligent people, you little clowns. And they don't want to get the vaccination. They have protests going on over and over and over. And on November 28th, they are going to have a referendum because they have direct democracy. And the people are going to vote whether or not they want these mandates that they're being pushed down their throat.
Amazing. Little Switzerland. I forgot about it. I did have a story up on that last week, too.
Yep. Switzerland.
They're setting the trend.
And this is one of the richest countries in the world. These are not stupid people.
Oh, my.
We're not talking about California.
Oh, please. Let's not waste air time. You know that creep crawled out from under his latest rock, Governor Gruesome, and said he didn't go to the climate thing. Not that that means anything. Who cares? It's a joke. But he wanted to go trick-or-treating with his kids. Now, wait a minute. Before you jump on the guy, I back that. He's a good father. He wants to go out with his kids. That's fine. I'd rather see that. But we know what the overall agenda is. Watch his actions as governor. They've destroyed that state. They've done
yeah,
it
that's
in.
Not,
it's
that's
finished.
Not, no, he got the booster shot. That's what happened.
Correct.
He was sick.
Yeah. Well, no one's confirmed that yet, have they?
Well, the word is out there, and then we haven't seen
Psaki over there either.
We haven't seen
Psaki.
Her either. She got the full shots.
Psaki was diagnosed with COVID about a week and a half, 10 days ago, so she's still out.
Yep.
Look, just stay away from the damn bioweapon, okay? All of you know that. It's a bioweapon. It's not a vaccine. Never. Bioweapon. Gerald, thank you. Give the church
name
again. One more time. Freedom. Go ahead.
Freedom, peace. justice, freedompeacejustice.com.
Okay, go there and look for an exemption. They will help you do it so you don't have to knuckle under. All right. Thank you for that, Gerald. That's a great gift.
Thank
you. Talk to you next month. Okay.
Okay, bye.
My brother called me and said, why don't we try this kind of
be right back with hour three.